The universe is not composed of atoms. It's composed of stories. So said the poet Muriel Rukeyser. The universe is not made of atoms. It's made of stories. Resurrection is not a biological oddity, nor a mere astrophysical miracle. It's a new story about a new humanity, and it is the strangest story ever told. Mary thought she knew the story. That's why she went to the tomb to take care of a tangible corpse. That's what you do. She did not anticipate an intangible aliveness. And when she reported this to the disciples, they all agreed unanimously, "This is pure nonsense." Can I get an amen? Amen. Nobody disagrees, right? It's just, yeah. And they refused to believe. Another story. You. Each of you are a miracle. An astounding miracle that you exist, that you're breathing, that anything is here, that we are alive. It's a miracle. Most days. Right? For those of you who are into the subatomic realm, let me give you an example. I love to pick on Alan. Won't you please join me? Currently, this man is being permeated by billions upon billions of quarks just flowing all through him. And a lot of quirks, too. We won't go there. And simultaneously, he has all of these millions upon millions of neutrinos, right? Everybody knows what neutrinos are, right? Oh, from time immemorial, flowing through him. And a fair amount of neuroses, too. That's why we're going to quit while we're ahead. Yeah, thank you. Still, he's a miracle. As each one of you are. And he, like all of us, has been given capacities to become co-creators with God, to use our hands and our minds and hearts to construct and build a world of beauty and joy. It's possible. Yet, so many people and societies and nations live as though life was only a series of dead ends. Right? That's the funeral pall that Isaiah is talking about in this lesson today. You know that cloak that you lay over a casket? It just weighs upon people like a wet blanket, dampening and diminishing and discouraging and just... Newtown, Connecticut. Can we remember? Dare we? Drones killing hundreds of innocent people. Half of our college graduates can't find employment in their fields. And every human being's deepest desire is that somehow all these scattered fragments of our lives will one day find meaning. But when we're lost, we don't want to choose anything. When we're depressed, we sure don't feel like acting. And when we're in despair, it doesn't make a difference anyway, right? And that's where the second story picks up, right there, from ancient times. God begins to call prophets out, summons them forth to speak to the people, because it didn't matter whether they were in times of success or captivity and devastation. God says, you are here to dismantle their weariness, their fatigue, their hopelessness. It is these people who are done and done in with whom I shall make a new people to be a light to all the nations. These who don't believe it's possible are my people. And that's what the Easter story starts to build on. Three things you got to know about Jesus. One, everyone he met, he engaged with positive regard. Nothing but deepest affirmation for everybody he met. Folks would just melt in his eyes because they knew he saw them as beautiful. Each and every one, beautiful, 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 beautiful. No exceptions. And that's the Easter assignment I'd like to give you for this next week. Would you please, for just 1 week of your life, everyone you meet this next week, the silly people, folks standing in line, those in your way, those who are obscuring you, those who are ticking you off, just hold them in positive regard. Pete has agreed to do this already. I asked him in advance. He said, let me be the first one. Now, you don't have to change a thing about yourself or the person or the situation. Just hold them in positive regard, huh? And it will change your life. Second thing Jesus saw everybody as a child of God. There's nothing you have to earn or deserve. You already are a child of God. Most people just don't know it. This is your true identity. You are beloved. You are the delight of God. It's when we forget these things that we get into trouble. We start to mess up ourselves and mess up other people. So you got to know this down deep. God is madly in love with you as you are. That's why you were born, because the world needs who you are now in this time. It needs you to exercise your gifts and your creativity. Nobody else can do it like you. Look at these beings around you. This is the collection you get to deal with. Yeah. This could be heaven on earth if we'd start acting that way, couldn't it? That's the point. Third thing he said is now everyone gets to belong to the community of God or the communion of God, because everyone does belong. There are no boundaries on this group. None. None. Everyone belongs. In English, it's got translated as the kingdom of God, which is a terrible, terrible translation. It really stinks, and I want you to know that. In the Aramaic, the word for the community of God is the Malkuta. Now, everybody can get into Malkuta, can't you? Huh? The Malkuta. And what that means is focused energy, creativity, and empowerment. That's what the Malkuta is about. To give people courage and confidence to say, we can. Yes, we can do this. We can change. We can heal. We can move ahead. Can't we? That's why prophets are called into being. Well, it just so happens that on this day, Cesar Chavez was born. It's his birthday. You know that guy went to 35 different elementary schools? And he never made it past the seventh grade. But he was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And he worked with people who were downcast and outcast and nobody's right. And what did he start? He tell them, you're a child of God. And the dignity of God lives in you. And if we harness God's love together, we can change this world and our lives. And he'd ask them in Spanish, ¿Se puede? ¿Se puede? And the people would respond, ¡Sí, se puede! Can we change? And they would say, ¡Sí, se puede! ¡Se puede! ¡Se puede! ¡Se puede! ¡Ah! And that's how you turn dead ends into doorways. Because we can be healed, and we can be changed, and we can change this world. And that's the Easter story, that resurrecting energy, which is saying we are birthing a new humanity right here in the shell of the old, not someday in the future, right now. Resurrection is going on. For all of his relentless commitment to compassion, to reconciliation, to Malkuta, and to the true identity of our being as children of God, for all of this, Jesus was cut down. All of his hopes shattered by the contradiction of the cross. And that's the divine story, you see. It's not a light waiting for us someday out there somewhere else, like Camelot. If only you could be there, it's so nice. What a waste. No, the divine love enters human history. It engages us where we are. It takes the darkness of human experience and turns it into the light. That's why we talk about faith. That's what the trust is, to turn it around in the dark and move it towards the light, which is why we were given birth. God is not some old man sitting up there playing arbitrary games with us. God is the Lamb who was slain, that Passover Lamb who gives His life for loving us too much so that we can be healed and changed. The resurrecting energy is dedicated to no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God has prepared for us. Our hopes and dreams are too small. We just want to get by if we can, right? Stay off the radar screen. Is that what we want to teach our children? Keep your head low. Duck! Amen. Ha! We call that trying to be realistic, right? God says, I want you to be real. I want you to become real human beings. That's why you were born. No eye has seen, no ear has heard what God has in store for us. Resurrection is preparing us for the unimaginable. So, what do we make of this Christ? Well, maybe the better question is, what does Christ make of us? Parents see their children through the eyes of hope. And hope is not, I hope it works out. I hope you get a lucky break. I hope the economy turns around. Good luck, kid. I'm done. No, hope creates space for the possible to happen. Hope is dedicated to providing the best environment we can in which they can grow. Hope is dedicated to encouragement, to the renewal, to make good every blessing possible in their lives. And if we as parents live with that kind of hope, how much more so God is hoping in us and for us and with us. That's the resurrecting energy for which Christ lived, died, and rose. Se puede? Ah, se puede. You see, in the end, it's a very, very happy, happy ending, because God chooses to make saints of all the fools and sinners that exist. Because in the end, what else is there to do with us? You can only go up from here. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Se puede! Se puede! Se puede! Christ is risen. Christ is rising. We are rising. Indeed. Alleluia. We stand to sing.